Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf, Shir sponsor, Lunishmas, Arm Yakashov, Mleah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basso, Daf Kuf Nun Tes. The Gemara Mleah brings the Pasuk, Tachas Avisecho, Yu Vonecho, Tesisemu Lissorim Mechol Oritz. And the Gemara says in the end of Mud Aleph, that's a bracha. There's a bracha that the grandchildren will be Tachat Avisecho. And the Rishmam explains, meaning that Tzadikim will have children and grandchildren. But the Mefarshim bring different explanations of the bracha that you have over here. The Kosev on the Yaakov, he explains like this. He says, usually, if a son has a big bracha, it comes on the expense of the father. Because either the father died, or the father lost his properties, and the son is the one who received it. So the father loses and the son gets. But here we want to do a bracha. So we want to say that the son is not coming, is not inheriting the father, but he's inheriting the grandfather. Tachas avoisecho yuvonecho. Your children will stand instead of your father's. So meaning it will not affect the father, he's inheriting the grandfather who passed away. And adds the case of the second part of the pasuk is that you would say, so if the father is so important, what will be the son? Says, they will be like the sarim, like the ministers, meaning the father is like the king, and he will send his kids to be his representatives in other places. So that's the pshat of the kosev. The Maharshal says, look at the kosev. He says, I'm going to tell you another explanation. What is tachas avisech yuvanecho? Avisecho refers to Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Because Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov got a special inyan of bracha. Bakol, mikol, kol. Each one had the bracha. So we're saying that tachas avisecho, meaning the continuation of Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, yuvanecho will be the children of Am Yisrael. And he says the hemshach of the pasuk that she's saying with the same mechal aretz means is Yerushas aretz that was promised to the office goes to the children. So we're giving the bracha that the children will receive the bracha of Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. That's the pshat of the Maharshal. The Ein Elio says this goes back to what the Gemara says in Bo Metzio that once you have Torah, three generations, a grandfather, a father, and a son, shuv Torah mechazeres achar. Baaleo, the Torah goes back to that mishpacho, and it will stay there. So he says that's what it means. Tachas avisecho yubonecho. Your children will be in the same level of your fathers and you. So it will be three generations of Torah. So it will be the Torah will belong to this mishpacho. But the Yehud Yaakov over here brings what's brought down in the Medrash, the Yalkut Tehillim, that it says, you know what's tachas avisecho yubonecho? Is that Am Yisrael lo sid lovo? Each one of them will have children ki yoytze Mitzrayim. Each one of them will have 600,000 children. And the Oimek Adavar is that they will get to the level of completion, of fullness that Am Yisrael when it came out of Mitzrayim. The whole Klal Yisrael together is a parts of Shishim Riboy. Each one of Am Yisrael have that Milo. And the Megala Mukois, in one of the Ifanim in Parshas of Eschanan, explains that's what it was. The Moshe Rabbeinu, the reason Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, one of the reasons they explains is because he wanted to come and be mashlim the koyma of Klal Yisrael to be Shishim Riboy, to come to the level of Tachas Avisecho Yuvonecho. And he goes on to explain that every one of the Ovos HaKadoshim reached that level. That's why it's Tachas Avisecho Yuvanecho. We want to get to that level that we had in Yitzhak Yitzrayim, like the Ovos HaKadoshim had it as well. And Moshe Rabbeinu himself reached that level, because Moshe Rabbeinu Kehidu is Keneged Shishim Riboy. So he wanted to bring Am Yisrael to that level. That's the reason he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, because Baruch Hu told him, Rav Loch, right now, this place, at this time, you are Shishim Riboy, but Am Yisrael not yet in that Dargo. They didn't get yet to the level of Tachas Avisecho Yuvanecho. So there's a lot of Oimek and Pshatim to explain this Pasuk and the bracha that this Pasuk refers to. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.